This Aston Martin to Sydney thing's gathering legs.
Mm.
And Damien Hardwick, have we got Damien Hardwick from yesterday? Let's have a listen about his blessings for Dusty.
Dustin's come back from his break firing. In light of his break, the president was asked about his future last week. He's been a great servant in the club. Could you see a scenario where he does possibly look to get out of the Melbourne Fishbowl, though?
Crikey, that's a big one. I hope not. I think what I will say is he's a very important player to our footy club, both on the field and off the field. And what he gives us, he's paid us in spades. Whatever Dustin's decision is moving forward is up to Dustin. And to be honest, he has my blessing. Look, what he's given me, us, our fans, has been incredible. And whatever we get from here on in is a real bonus from my point of view.
Swan's just sitting there going, well, that big monster buddy contract comes to the end. Yeah. He's not going to be, if he signs on, he won't be on $1.1 million next year. Dusty's available. Let's crunch some numbers.
They will be doing that. And it was a good answer from Damien Hardwick. Like, clearly, they want to keep him. But how could you be critical if he wanted to finish his career somewhere else with what he's brought to the Richmond Footy Club? He's got 2 years to go on this massive deal, which is about $1.2 million per season. You're right, Buddy's deal ends. And he's not going to the Giants because they turned their back on him a few years ago when he was exploring that and there was the vision of him touring the facilities and the Giants released a statement saying they won't go down that path, so he's not going to go back there. Could they sign him for five? Like, this is the way that it could work. Could Sydney sign him for 5 years and then smooth the money out? So instead of getting 1.2, he gets 800, 800, 7, 7, 6. Like, yeah. That's the way that they would do it. So he gets the long-term security of over the journey. He's going to earn more money, but Sydney aren't forced to pay that massive deal straight up front. But then the complicating factor is they're going to have to satisfy Richmond with a trade for one of the greatest players of all time. But if you ask me where Dustin Martin finishes his career, I'd say it's more likely to be in Sydney than it is in Richmond, which is, you know, something you probably wouldn't have said a couple of years ago.
See, that's amazing, isn't it? And I did see a little trade scenario last night, which was maybe someone like a Tom Papley and a first-round selection as a bare minimum. And look, Papley's been linked with the move back to Victoria from the start.
To go, yeah.
So that would be something to keep an eye on as well. 5 years off the back of what's happened with Buddy. 5 years would be a minimum, I would say.
He could definitely, provided he still has the passion for the game, and he wants to play, his body, his durability, and his role in the side where he can play. You know, he doesn't play a taxing role, Dusty, does he? I guarantee you Dustin Martin's not running 15 Ks a game. I reckon he's running 8. Doesn't really have to defend and can go one out in the golf square and do maximum damage. And on the SCG, he'd be perfect for Sydney. Mm. But anyway, there's a fair bit of water to go under the bridge. Sets it up for an interesting trade period, I reckon, this year, if this story continues to bubble around.
Mm.